This is the sound of a hulking industrial mill cracking kernels of wheat malt at Exhibit A in Framingham, Massachusetts, where Matthew Steinberg is co-founder and head brewer.
As a young brewer, I didn't really think about the agricultural piece of this at all. I didn't know the farmer, but I knew the supplier. But there was this gap.
Steinberg says most of the grain going into this batch of IPA is grown and processed at large industrial facilities out west, but 26% is regionally sourced from much smaller producers. He's been working to use more as a member of the Northeast Grain Shed Alliance. It's a grassroots organization with about 150 craft brewers, bakers, distillers, millers, maltsters, and farmers from six states. Steinberg says they're shrinking the distance between fields and pints of beer with a more resilient regional supply chain.
I want to sleep well at night, and I feel like it would be irresponsible to not try to be as ecological as possible in this line of work. It's so water heavy, it's so energy heavy, and it's so farming heavy.
It's also shipping heavy, which has become more costly and less reliable, especially from Europe and the UK. Steinberg says consumers might not think about the barley in their beer or where it comes from. That's why the Grain Shed Alliance launched an awareness campaign. The Square Foot Project is a novel way to calculate localized beer's impact, not on our palates, but on the planet. Take Steinberg's IPA.
This beer supports about 2 to 2.5 square feet of farmland for every pint.
Steinberg makes two 100% regional grain beers that now have certified square foot logos on their cans.
I want the consumer to see the square foot logo because I want them to have a connection to us and to the farmers and the maltsters who put in all this extra work to make local beer.
So every morning, the maltster is coming out and stirring the malt by just taking a shovel and kind of working through it, digging down to the bottom.
Maltster Andrea Stanley is standing inside a 7-foot-tall stainless steel tank filled with germinating Northeast barley. She co-owns Valley Malt in Hadley, Massachusetts.
I play the role in the supply chain of processing grain that's grown locally in order for breweries to be able to use it. So malting is this really critical process where grain undergoes a week-long journey of being soaked and then sprouted and then dried down. And it all starts with grain.
Stanley's the conduit between brewers and growers in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, New York, and Massachusetts. She's always trying to expand the grain market for brewers so she can contract more acres with farmers.
Most of them have certain amount of acres that make growing grains profitable for them. Growing 5 acres is probably not very profitable for most farms. Growing 50 to 500 acres is.
According to the Northeast Grain Shed Alliance's nifty square foot calculator, 1 acre of farmland yields 8,000 pints of beer that Stanley says also help repair the soil.
When grain is farmed and land in the Northeast, it is giving that land a bit of a rest from other crops, maybe vegetables or corn or soy. It's helping to fix nitrogen in the soil. You know, there's just a lot of really healthy things about having grains in rotation on farms.
In a field behind the homegrown malt house, standing next to silos and an array of solar panels, Stanley says her sustainability-driven company has grown since opening in 2010. Now it's relocating to an industrial building in nearby Holyoke that's powered by 100% renewable hydroelectric. Stanley says the Square Foot Project and logo help communicate the alliance's commitment to the environment.
Things are burning. Things are flooding. Like, if we can't get this going now, we're losing out on precious time to reverse some of the effects of climate change.
If you give somebody information, a kind of cool, fun fact, they're going to want to know a little bit more. And that's the whole idea.
Barry LeBenz at Kent Falls Brewing came up with the square foot concept. He founded his company in 2015 as Connecticut's first farm brewery. All of his beers have always been made with 100% regional malt. For him, the alliance is reclaiming a crop that grew in the Northeast before grain moved out west.
A lot of towns back in the day would have a miller, maybe a maltster, a farm growing grain somewhere nearby that supplied those businesses.
Looking ahead to the Square Foot Project's future, LeBenz envisions walking into, say, a package store.
And they have sections for beers with locally grown grains, right? And then somebody can shop and see this symbol on many, many beers.
And if it takes millions of cans of craft beer to support regional farms, LeBen says, the Northeast Grain Shed Alliance needs a lot more beer lovers to get cracking. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Andrea Shea.